This is Side Podcast, episode 15, part 2, Bahrain GP. I get the feeling that Massa and Hamilton are never going to be friends.
Oh, they had a bit of a war of words, didn't they?
They were, because obviously Hamilton said last weekend he tricked Massa into making the mistake.
Yeah.
And this weekend Massa's been saying, I'm not going to let him through, I'll run him off the road.
Yes. Massa's saying, none shall pass. and Hamilton's come back saying, yeah, not bothered.
No.
Whatever.
I think it's quite overhyped, but a little rivalry never hurt anyone. You never know. They might start punching each other on the grid.
Well, like ice hockey.
Yeah.
Check their sticks down, have a fight.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be good. And then at least Martin Brundle would have something to talk about on his grid walk. Hamilton won't even talk to Martin Brundle when he's doing his grid walk.
No, but Martin won't talk to Lewis either.
Well, no. He said he didn't want to jinx anything.
What is the world coming to, eh? Although he didn't, he jinxed Davidson yesterday, so he might have a point.
Yes, that's true. I told him off for jinxing Davidson yesterday, so I should let him off.
Can you tell me why the president of Romania was on the grid and why Bernie was so keen for Martin to talk to him?
No, I can't tell you why. I can tell you is that Bernie really should keep his nose out because it's so embarrassing.
It's cringeworthy. You just want to go cut. You can imagine the director, you know, in the control booth going, oh no, it's
head
Bernie.
In hands.
It's Bernie again. He's going to ruin it. Do you think he enjoys ruining it or do you think he just doesn't have a clue?
I think he's secretly just having a joke.
Don't be surprised if next race Martin starts at the back of the grid saying, I really want to talk to these spiker drivers.
Yeah. As far away from Bernie as possible.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a slow start to the race, especially for Hamilton.
Yes.
He didn't race away from the line.
Not as he did previously, no.
No, he didn't get anywhere near Massa on the first corner or anything like we were expecting.
He almost held up Alonso.
Yes, because Alonso got past Raikkonen.
Yep.
And then looked like he was trying to get even further.
He came
Hamilton was in his way.
Yeah, he got in the back of his fellow teammate.
And it was a struggle for Alonso to keep that position.
Yeah.
Because he lost so much time.
So it wasn't the usual Lewis start we're used to.
No. But at the back.
Yes.
There was chaos.
What happened?
Button and Speed both had to retire from the race.
Yep.
With bits of car missing.
Oh dear.
It looks like it was possibly two separate incidents.
Yeah.
Because Speed got tangled up with a spiker.
Okay.
Which in turn sort of knocked Button off the track.
Ah.
And James Allen was saying, oh, Button, when they were shaking hands, they were showing footage of them shaking hands, and he said, oh, it looks like Button's taking the blame for that, but it wasn't his fault. And I'm thinking, how can you tell what he is saying from a shake of hands? Because it wasn't Button's fault.
No, he kind of was a bit presumptuous there and then was proved wrong on the replay.
Yeah. But it did bring out the first safety car.
First safety car of the year.
Yes.
So the new rules come into place.
It was a bit too early to see if they worked or not, though.
Made no difference, did it? Except, didn't Liuzzi capitalise on him?
He was very smart. He did the, you have to go around twice, don't you? Two laps.
Yep.
Behind the safety car. Then he pitted. And because he started on hard tyres.
The only driver
to start on hard tyres. And he changed them quickly for soft tyres. So he only had to do about three laps.
Absolutely.
On hard tyres.
And if you want to run a bit of a risky strategy in the future, if you find a track where you know there's going to be chaos in the first corner. Or Monza. You could say, well, let's put the tyre on that we don't really want to run. Hope there's a safety car here, or get rid of it. And, you know, there doesn't seem to be a limit on the number of laps you have to run. So he was quite smart there.
Yeah, because obviously he went backwards.
Yes.
But it was sort of a long-term strategy that would have come into play when everyone else had to do the hard tyre.
Yes.
He would still have been on soft.
And did it?
Well, no.
Oh.
He had a drive-through penalty for overtaking Schumacher.
Under the safety car. Right.
And then he was in and out of the pits with all kinds of problems. And he eventually retired about halfway through. So we'll never know whether the strategy would have worked or not. But it seemed like a good idea.
Yes.
Kimi was fast asleep when the safety car went in,
yep.
I think.
Yeah, I mean, he should have been closer, really, shouldn't he? He should have been right behind Alonso to try and maybe make the most of the restart. And he was caught napping.
Coulthard was doing well.
Yes.
He started in 21st, mm-hmm. didn't he? Because of his problem in qualifying. But he climbed up to 11th.
That was very good.
He was very racy.
He was, wasn't he? Someone put a rocket up his backside today. Not quite sure what happened there, but yeah.
Heidfeld might also have had a rocket somewhere. Because he was keeping up with the Ferraris and McLarens.
Yeah.
Really well.
He was right behind Raikkonen, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And losing his teammate.
Kubica was miles away.
Mm.
Couldn't keep up with him.
So that's good news for BMW and good news for Heidfeld.
After a couple of laps, Raikkonen had obviously woken up.
Yes. made up his deficit to Alonso.
And Alonso was holding him up, wasn't he?
Yeah, Alonso looked well out of sorts. Really slow, bad handling car, not confident. Not the usual Alonso, especially not around this track. Usually expect more from him.
The Ferrari doesn't do very well when it's following another car.
It doesn't.
Doesn't like the dirt, yeah.
So he couldn't do a lot about it, but he was definitely being held up.
Trulli was holding people up as well. the Trulli train.
Yeah, the Trulli train.
There was at least four cars behind him.
Yeah. But he's a good defensive driver when he's in that situation, and he didn't have a car to really challenge at the front, but I think he did well.
He'd be a really good second driver if his teammate was like defending a title or something, yes. You know, but it's not.
Where was his second driver today?
Possibly right at the back.
Again?
Again, we don't really know what happened. Nope. It just ends up at the back.
Just goes backwards. Oh, well.
In the first round of pit stops, Hamilton came in first.
Right.
So he was obviously a bit lighter than everyone else.
Yep.
Then Massa came in and they kept their positions when they came out.
Okay.
Raikkonen pitted after Alonso and managed to jump him.
Wow.
On the exit. So Raikkonen was in third. Davidson went really, really long.
He did.
He was up into sixth place.
That is awesome. For a Super Aguri.
Yeah.
That is very, very, very good.
And then he had to pit. You're listening to the weekly F1 show from Side Podcast. Don't forget to check out our store for t-shirts, mugs, keyrings and more. All the information's on the homepage. Coulthard was overtaking all over the place.
Yep.
He overtook Fisichella.
Yeah. Fisichella saw him coming down on the inside.
Yeah.
Thought, hold on, I saw this happen in Australia. He's going to take my head off. I'll just keep out of the way.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, he was... He
didn't defend it at all.
No, not at all. But that's fair enough. I mean, David was having a really good race.
Sato's engine blew up.
It blew up quite spectacularly, didn't it?
Flooded the pit lane with smoke and all kinds of things.
It's a bit ominous for Davidson, though.
Yeah, not a good sign.
Nope. Overtaking manoeuvre of the race.
Better than Coulthard's?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Heidfeld going around Alonso.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He said he had to... He was following as close as he could, and he just had to wait for Alonso to make a mistake, which he did, and he took the opportunity, went around the outside of the defending world champion.
That doesn't happen very often.
That doesn't happen very often, does it?
Unfortunately, Coulthard had to retire. His car was on fire.
Came into the pits.
Yeah.
Dear.
Obviously, the rocket that had been making him go so fast.
Caught fire. Ah. It was more of a firework than a rocket then.
And Webber, he pulled off the track as well, so it wasn't a good weekend.
Not for Red Bull racing. Well, it was in that they suddenly have a very fast car.
Yeah.
Almost unexpectedly.
Well, we weren't expecting it.
However, slightly unreliable.
In the second round of pit stops, nothing really changed. Everyone had to put on their hard tyres. McLaren seemed to fare better with the harder tyres this week.
Yeah.
Hamilton especially, because he did struggle in previous races.
Yeah, and also he was struggling in free practice with a hard tyre, but suddenly found a lot of pace on them, which I suspect surprised him. Certainly surprised McLaren. And I guess it must have been something to do with the fact there was loads of rubber then on the track. The hard tyre kind of came into its operating range.
So not really Hamilton getting better.
I know. It would have been interesting if somebody had put a harder tyre on earlier, maybe in the second stint, just to see how it would have fared then.
Davidson's engine did follow Sato's. Blew up.
Yeah.
It was such a shame because he'd been running so well and he could have got a point.
Yeah.
Could have. It was possible.
It was on maybe. But that was three of the Brits out of the race.
Mm.
Oh dear.
Towards the end of the race, it was almost a repeat of last weekend with Raikkonen trying to catch Hamilton, but he didn't have enough laps left.
It wasn't quite as close as last week, was it?
No, not really.
It does say a lot about the current state of Formula One, though, that one race closely mimics the next race with virtually no change in the order, and it's the same kind of drivers going out for the same positions and virtually the same laps of the race.
The final finishing order was Massa, Hamilton, Raikkonen, then Heidfeld, Alonso back in fifth, Kubica, Trulli and Fisichella.
1 point for Renault, then.
Drivers' Championship is very interesting. There are three drivers with equal points.
Yeah, I don't remember that happening for a very long time.
Alonso is actually in front, although we're not sure why, previous form,
yeah.
I guess. Then Hamilton and Kimi, they've all got 22 points. Massa is close behind with 17, and Heidfeld right behind him with 15.
He's still in the hunt then.
That means Ferrari are catching up in the Constructors. McLaren are just holding on with 44. Ferrari have 39 points and BMW have 18, so they're way behind.
I think worst case scenario, Alonso should have come out of this race clearly in the lead. All he needed was to be on the podium somewhere and he'd have been fine. And McLaren must be gutted that their lead has been cut back so much by Ferrari.
I found it a really frustrating race.
Why is that?
Because everyone started off doing really well.
Yeah.
And then they just, like, all sorts of problems and things. Like Coulthard, it was like, yeah, he's doing really well. Oh, he's retired. Davidson's doing really well. Oh, he's retired as well.
Yes.
It's like everyone that we thought was going to do something exciting pulled off the track.
Yeah. We had high hopes for Davidson. Coulthard was a bit of a surprise. I think Button was probably a mercy killing of his own machine, really.
I'm sure he wasn't that bothered.
I'll just drive it off the track the first corner. Whatever.
So it's all about Hamilton then?
Rightly so. He's joint first, whatever he is in the championship. For a rookie, that is quite amazing.
Yeah, I suppose.
Be happy for the man.
I am happy for him and think it's good, and he's British and it's good and he's a good driver.
But you're just dreading reading the papers tomorrow.
I don't like the hype and that. I'm bothered by his attitude, that's all.
Oh, I think his attitude's fine. But McLaren must be well pleased right now. Both of their drivers are well in the title hunt. Massa, you know, I still think it's not too early to write him off. He did well today. He saved himself from the, you know, more of a drubbing from Hamilton.
Well, we thought that last weekend he'd sort of gone back to his old ways, written himself off. But actually, he seemed quite strong today.
It was a clean race, but I don't see him as title contender, really. Kimi clearly had an off day, didn't he? I don't know what his problem was today.
Both Kimi and Alonso.
Yeah.
Had their head in the clouds.
I would have thought Raikkonen would have been better than third today. But if I was McLaren, I'd be quite happy right now.
I'm really impressed with BMW.
Yes. Heidfeld especially. At the end of last year, Kubica definitely had the upper hand going into the last couple of races. He made it like a stunning debut and everyone's kind of going, oh, what a great driver he is. On these new Bridgestones, seems like Heidfeld's managed to get the advantage back.
Yeah, and BMW are continuing to cling on to the tails of the top two.
They are, yep.
So don't write them off either.
No, I mean, you'd almost say best of the rest, but I'd say they're up with the top two teams, almost. And then whoever's beneath them, they're best of the rest.
Yes, Renault managed to get a point.
Right.
Woohoo!
Gutted, again.
Where was Kovalainen today?
Having a quiet race, I think. A couple of times he was on the wrong side of the track and heading into the desert. And
took a wrong turning.
Went right instead of left, I think. Not a lot to be said, really. I think they must be hurting from Alonso because Fisichella often finished sort of 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th in this case. But the problem is Kovalainen can't step up and beat Fisichella. He needs to be ahead of Fisichella if he's going to be as good as Alonso, and he's not at the moment. He's nowhere near him.
They used to have a number one and number two driver. Now they have a number two and number three driver.
One last thing I just wanted to say. I don't remember the last time that the top five cars were within 14 seconds of each other on the last lap.
Yeah, because we could see them all. When they crossed the line, you could see them all.
Yeah, sometimes when you have someone who's clearly in front, he turns down his engine and he sort of settles in. And he gets slower and slower and slower and then backs into the rest of the field. But this time, pretty much every single person on the lead lap was still fighting out and out, tooth and nail. And they all kind of finished roughly within the same, as you said, the same straight. It's quite exciting.
It was exciting because I actually wasn't prepared for it to end right there. I thought they were still going to be going because usually at the end they're just like, this is the finishing positions for the last five laps. No one's going to get anywhere. And then all of a sudden it was over.
Yeah, it's like last lap. Blimey. I heard a rumour that you've been quite busy this week.
I've been a busy little bee.
What have you been up to?
Writing some transcripts.
Okay.
Of shows.
These shows?
These shows,
yeah. The stuff we've said?
Yes.
And why are you doing that?
Well, you mumble quite a lot and I tend to talk rubbish.
Right.
So if people wanted to know what we're going on about, they can always have a quick read.
So as well as downloading the show and listening to us, you can now download, what is it? Is it a PDF?
On the archives page, you can choose either HTML or PDF.
Okay. And you can read everything we say in all its glorious technicolor, or black on white, the case may be. How many transcripts have you done so far?
At the moment, I've done last weekend's, and I intend to keep up to date, but some of the older shows will take a little while longer to get done.
Oh, fair enough. But the intention is to do every single show as a transcript.
Yes.
Looking forward to reading it.
I'm not happy about this whole two-show-a-weekend thing.
Is that creating you more work?
Takes forever.
Oh. Talking of stuff we've been doing this week, we might have mentioned the video yesterday.
We were very excited about the video yesterday.
Didn't tell you what
so
it was.
So excited that we just said, go and check it out without any mention of what it was, what you would be checking out, which is very unprofessional.
So if you listened to us and went and checked it out.
Well done.
Yeah.
Very brave.
And if like the rest of you just sat there and went, what? What video?
What is it?
Why don't you tell the people what it is?
It's actually an animation of the Bahrain circuit.
Yep.
So I'm commentating on a lap. of the circuit, talking about the corners and what you can expect.
So that's it for Bahrain.
Isn't another one for ages, is there?
How long is it?
It's like a month.
A month?
4 weeks, I think.
To Barcelona?
Mm.
Good Lord.
Is it because they took one out of the calendar?
It probably should have been Imola, shouldn't it, in 2 weeks?
They haven't sorted themselves out properly.
So they dropped Imola and went, yeah, that'll do for the calendar. It's a bit of a messy calendar, it has to be said, the start of the season.
I'm not impressed, really. No. It's like one race here, wait for a few weeks, another race. Yeah, you can wait for a few weeks, and two races in one.
Yeah. The season started later, you'd think they could have bunched up a bit better than this. So 4 weeks, what are we doing next week?
We've had a number of comments from people who are new to the sport and don't necessarily know what we're going on about. So instead of one show next weekend, we're going to do several smaller shows every day.
Okay.
And they're going to cover things like what to expect at a race weekend, safety, the FIA, who all these people are.
Okay.
Just a general introduction to the world of Formula One.
So that's next week. When do we return then?
Normal service will be resumed the 6th of May.
Looking forward to it.